All right. Try another time. I was going to ask, I asked you whether you had met or knew your grandparents, and you had said that you were raised by your maternal grandmother?
Right.
Uh-huh. And that your mother had died?
Mother died when I was a very small girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know whether I was 8 or 9,
mm-hmm.
and my father died 4 years prior to that,
mm-hmm.
my mother's death.
Mm-hmm.
So our grandmother came to the state that we were living in then, which was Alabama, mm-hmm. Birmingham, Alabama, and brought us back to South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
just me and my youngest brother. And left my oldest sister and oldest brother in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Now, had your grandparents then were living in Birmingham?
No, they were living in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I see, right. And they left the other two there in Birmingham.
And she came to Birmingham to get us after our father died and our mother became sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were in South Carolina. What were your grandparents, your mother's parents' names?
Gilmore.
Gilmore?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what part of South Carolina did they live in?
Columbia.
Columbia?
Not exactly Columbia. We lived in the country from Columbia, 16 miles out of the city of Columbia,
mm-hmm.
which we thought 16 miles was a long ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were they were in the countryside?
Yeah, in the country.
Mm-hmm. Were they farmers? Or?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother was a farmer. She was a widow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Had you ever met her husband, your grandfather?
No, he had died.
Uh-huh. Was he also a farmer before he died, or do you know?
Yeah, I think they were farmers.
Uh-huh. Did they own the land? Or?
Yeah, they owned land.
So it was their own land?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things did she raise?
She raised stuff like cotton and corn and a garden,
mm-hmm.
vegetable garden,
mm-hmm. yeah.
various kinds of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoarse.
Had she lived around that area for a long time?
All of her life.
All of her
mm-hmm.
life? Mm-hmm.
And she was 40 years old when we went to live with her.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's young.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how many children were in your mother's family?
Four.
Four? Uh-huh. So you had four aunts and uncles, three aunts and uncles,
my grandmother's children?
Yeah.
Her own children?
Right.
Yes, she had 8 children.
8?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But they were all grown.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many, she had 8, were those, how does that divide between boys and girls?
She had 4 boys and 4 girls, my grandmother did.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, was your mother one of the younger children or one of?
She was one of the older ones, I believe, one of the older 4,
mm-hmm.
and then there's 4 younger children.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about your father's parents?
Not too much, not too very much.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what part of the country they were from?
They're from the same state,
mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was their family name?
Gilmore's. Then there's Gilmore's.
Is that your mother's family?
No, my mother's family's name was Adams.
Uh-huh.
Adams.
Uh-huh. And his family's name was Gilmore.
Gilmore, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was your maiden name, Gilmore?
No, my maiden name was Gilmore.
Uh-huh.
But my mother's maiden name was Adams.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, do you know how your parents met?
No.
No?
No, I think they met in college, I believe.
So your mother went to college?
Oh, yes. My mother was a college graduate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Where did she go to college?
She went to Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she was a teacher in her younger days.
Mm-hmm. And so she, do you know if any of her brothers or sisters went to college also? Or?
Yes, they all went to college.
So all the children?
Yeah, they all went to college.
Huh.
My mother went to college, and her sisters and brothers also went to college. Because they were wealthy people in those days, you know.
Mm.
Her, and they were able to send their children to college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So was this a pretty sizable farm that they lived on?
No, 75 acres. That's not a large farm.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Uh-huh. There's one by today. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. We thought it was a large farm when we were kids.
That's a lot of evidence. So your mother was a college graduate. Do you know, had your father had any education?
I don't know too much about my father's people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know too much about my father,
yeah.
To tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, you're saying you're quite young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you know what he was working at?
Or? Yeah, he was a railroad man.
Mm-hmm. Now
he was a chef, cook, railroad man,
uh-huh.
And he cooked for the president of the Southern Railway. And that was a good job in those days.
Now you were mentioning that you had been originally living in Birmingham.
Yeah, well, that was one of his headquarters,
mm-hmm.
And. Of course, he brought the family to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
When they moved him to Birmingham, he brought his family there.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, we lived in Tennessee, and then we lived in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Before his death.
Uh-huh. Now, you had three other brothers and sisters.
No, I had two brothers and one sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, how does the birth order go?
My sister is older than I.
Uh-huh.
And then the two boys, I believe, is younger than the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
The two girls were older.
Mm-hmm. And so you were about four, you said, when your father died?
No, I must have been older than four. Yeah, just about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I remember him. I remember my father.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of memories do you have of him?
I just vaguely remember him, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember anything that he did. I remember he used to come home from the road, come home off of the train. That's all I can remember about him. I remember my sister had a birthday party, and he did all the cooking for the birthday parties. And I don't even remember the party.
Yeah. Your mother, you were saying, then she was by herself then for a few years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did she consider remarriage or anything?
No, she didn't. She died,
uh-huh.
4 years later.
Do you know what he died from?
No, I don't. I don't remember. I was too small to remember.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember I remember seeing him in his casket.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Birmingham. And they shipped his casket back to where he was born in South Carolina and buried him there.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't take any of us kids to the funeral.
Yeah. So you had said that your mother had taken ill. About how old were you when she became ill?
I don't know how old I was when she took ill.
Mm-hmm.
She only lived 4 years after my father's death. Now how? I don't know when she took ill.
Mm-hmm. And your parents, at what point along the line did they come to
just my grandmother, just the one grandmother.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. At what point did you go to live with her?
When I was eight or nine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Had you been in the city in Birmingham?
Yeah, we were in the city.
Uh-huh. So was it a change for you to live
to
out
go
in the
into? Oh yes, I should say we didn't know anything about the country.
Uh-huh. And Birmingham at that time was a very large city. We thought.
Uh-huh.
We thought it was.
Uh-huh.
And then we went from Birmingham to South Carolina.
Yeah. How did you feel about making the move at the time?
Well, I was so small, I didn't know. You know, just glad to live with my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you become very close with her?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
She treated us as if we were her very own.
Uh-huh.
We never knew the difference.
Uh-huh. So you were there with another sister or another brother?
With another sister. The sister stayed in Birmingham when my grandmother came
uh-huh.
to Birmingham to get us. She left my older sister
mm-hmm.
with an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
1 year later, my sister came to South Carolina.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
that was I think that's when my mother got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she could no longer take care of my sister. So, she sent my sister
mm-hmm.
to my grandmother.
Yes,
I don't know how she got there, but my aunt brought her, I believe.
Uh-huh. Do you remember how you traveled to get to your
train? Train, by okay. train. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, so your grandmother and your,
what's it called?
Yeah, it's doing just fine. we're all set now that we got past that first problem. Did, you were saying that you lived with your grandparents and with your grandmother, and you were about eight, and how old was your older sister?
She was about 10,
uh-huh.
I guess.
And then were the two brothers also living with you?
Yeah, the two brothers were younger than the two sisters. We were little kids,
yeah.
Real little kids.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We hardly remember. I remember Birmingham, but I don't remember too much about it.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I remember we lived on a hill.
Uh-huh. Did, what kind of house did your grandmother live in?
Oh, she lived in what we thought was a great big house. We thought it was a huge house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it had four rooms, a big hall down the center. Then they had what they used to call an L room, a room that house shaped like an L,
mm-hmm.
and it was two rooms onto that. So it made six rooms. That was a huge house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big house now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the
same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a great big, it was a white house, big white house.
Mm-hmm. Did she take care of it by herself?
She had a son,
uh-huh.
a son that looked after her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That did the farming.
And did you get to know him very well?
Oh yes, called him Uncle Willie.
Uh-huh. What kinds of games and things would you play growing up?
I don't know. I forgot. Oh, we played the same thing the kids play now: hopscotch and what have you, ring around the roses.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you know many of the children in the area?
I think we knew them all, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't live close together like city people. We lived, there's houses scattered around in the mile radius, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't too many people
uh-huh.
until you came together on Sunday when you saw all your neighbors and friends.
Mm-hmm. So your grandmother was active in your church?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Which church was it that you were?
She was Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sunday would be sort of a time when...
When everybody came together.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things were happening through the church?
Well, they used to have picnics and things, and we thought it was a lot of fun then.
Mm-hmm. Did you have...
And she was a very devout Christian, very devout Christian woman.
Uh-huh. Did, so all of you would go to church. I think. Did you? How did you get from
home to church?
Yeah.
Oh, we had to. We had a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a buggy is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we rode in a buggy.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes a neighbor would come by and get all of us. You know, so many of us. We had to ride in his wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were still growing up, you know. We weren't very big.
Mm-hmm.
We're still sort of small children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, my sister had a chance to go north. She had grown up.
Mm-hmm.
She was about 18,
mm-hmm.
and she got married,
mm-hmm.
and her husband, the man that she married, was killed in the war, the First World War,
mm-hmm.
and so she went north to live, and I had grown up, all those years in between, I had grown up, I was about 18,
mm-hmm.
and then I went north. My sister sent for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in New Jersey from the time I was 18 until I came to California.
Mm-hmm. So about, when did you, do you know about roughly what year you moved to New Jersey? Was that?
No, I don't know what year it was. But, I don't know. I think it was around 1920 or somewhere in there,
mm-hmm.
in the 20s.
Mm-hmm. So it was before the Depression?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Depression, I was living in California then.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was grown during the Depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were back on to backtrack a little to the growing up years, did you play mainly like outdoor games, were there like sports and kinds of things? Like
no,
that?
No. We brother played baseball. You
mm-hmm.
know, the men played baseball, but they were very protective of the girls. They never allowed us to do many things. You know, like
mm-hmm.
The girls do now. Oh heavens, no! Oh gosh, no!
Did the girls play separately from the boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never played with boys. No, it wasn't allowed. No.
Uh-huh.
Our grandmother was a very devout Christian, and she didn't believe in that.
Oh, so it was that the male children and then the
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, and then the girls had the male, the boys sat in one room, and the girls sat in another.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was there any age that happened at when you were young? Was it the same way when you were really young? Or?
Around 15, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
When they started.
They're separating us.
Mm-hmm. So sort of when people reach puberty.
Yeah.
Around that age.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a separation. Mm-hmm. Did your grandmother ever talk to you at all about, say, menses or about starting your period or what?
Oh,
that
yes.
Happened?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Did that happen before you had your period or?
Oh, yeah. She told us before.
Uh-huh.
Before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was old. There was one girl in the country got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't put that on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, God, she called us in the room. Us girls, and there was three of us. My cousin lived with us.
Uh-huh.
And we never got over that. She never let us forget that. And what happened? And don't ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we never did.
So did she talk to you about sex also?
Oh, yes. Sure she did.
Uh-huh.
In those days.
Uh-huh.
We've always known about it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So she explained to you
I mean, it's nothing new.
Uh-huh.
Nothing new.
Yeah. Yeah. So she explained to you the whole way reproduction was?
Yeah. Sure. Sure she did.
Uh-huh.
She was, she's very outspoken
mm-hmm.
with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a picture of her,
mm-hmm.
but she looks like, they say that I look like her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did, Is there a timer going on?
Hmm?
I hear a ding.
No.
Ding,
it might be that.
Clock?
No, the kitchen stove goes off every once in a while. I don't know why.
Yeah.
What happened to that stove?
Yeah. Did, so, you were saying that she talked to you about sexual...
Oh, things. Yes,
did
sure.
Did she ever talk to you about birth control?
No. No, there's no such thing as that.
Uh-huh.
No such thing as that.
Mm-hmm. What did you, around, like, medical things and stuff, did she, did you go to doctors, or was there, or were there other people around who, I know sometimes
in
farm
community. What she taught us was don't do it.
Uh-huh.
That's the only preventative that she knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, do not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did not.
Yeah, so that stayed with you.
Yeah, that stayed with us. Do not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I taught that to my girls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I know that will prevent it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Did, and how were chores divided up?
Huh?
How were chores and...
Oh, like the housework?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we this big house we had. My cousin used to do the kitchen, and my sister did half of this great big long hall. Oh, we thought this was the longest hall we had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Did half of the hall, and I did the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, somebody else did another room, and then there was another room. I don't know how to divide it up.
Mm-hmm. So you had a cousin living with you, right?
Yeah, I had another cousin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her mother was my mother was living in California then.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do any of the farm work?
Yeah, we worked on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you have to, like, tend the fields and things
My sister and I hated it. We hated the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We hated it. We did not want to work on that farm. We just...
Mm-hmm.
So we used to stand up in the field and talk to each other. We said, my sister said, sister, I want to go somewhere where there's never even, where people have never even heard of cotton.
Yeah. Mm.
So when she came north, it wasn't long before she sent for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that was in, you think about roughly around the 20s. So after her husband had died, did she just meet someone?
My sister?
Uh-huh.
Well, she met somebody else and married him.
Mm-hmm. How did she happen to go north? I mean, how did
Well, we had an aunt that lived there.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Victoria, Aunt Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Victoria was a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been married 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
People then didn't live with people, they'd marry them, you know. So Aunt Vicky, who's her name? Her name was Gracie. Aunt Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
So Aunt Gracie was the cause of all of us going north.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Gracie had lived there when she was a young girl,
mm-hmm.
lived north.
Mm-hmm. How far was there a school in the area?
Where?
When you were living in South Carolina?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother gave the land to the school, and they built the school.
Mm-hmm.
She gave the land
mm-hmm.
off of her 75 acres, and my uncle built a new school.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't go, we went to the city to school. We didn't go to the country school.
Uh-huh. So even though that one was... There on the land?
No, we didn't go to that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let me turn this. Oh, no, we got this. Okay. So you went all the way into Columbia?
Yeah, which was 16 miles away.
Uh-huh. How did you get there?
Well, we went once a year. We went to school opened
mm-hmm.
in the city, and we stayed until school closed, and then we came back to the country.
So you lived at the school?
No, we lived... My sister lived at the school. My sister went to Benedict, too.
Uh-huh.
So, and I lived with a cousin.
Mm-hmm. So you live with a cousin during the school year in the city of
during the school term. Mm-hmm. And then when school closed, I came back to the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't long before I went north, you know. Mm-hmm.
So you were about, say, 8 or 9, you were saying, when you had moved to South Carolina, when your aunt, when your grandmother had brought you up there.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. So was the school in Cumberland, were those schools segregated?
Yes, it was called school.
Was, did your cousin live fairly close to where the school was?
Or? No, we lived, it was 18 blocks. We had to walk to school.
Mm-hmm.
18 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the school was Howard. Howard School.
Mm-hmm. Did the city run that school, or?
Yeah, the city run.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did, what kinds of subjects did you?
Oh, we, basic studies, the same as they have now, better than what they have now, because we really learned something. It's a learning thing now.
Mm.
We did.
Yeah. So you think it was hard?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We learned like reading, writing, arithmetic, and they call it geography. I don't know what they call it now. They call it world culture, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Or something else.
Hygiene, and government. We learned everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made something else.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many grades were there?
There were 12 grades.
12 grades.
Even then.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it all in one school that you
in one to? Building. Uh-huh. One building, but different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever learn any things that were particular to black history and black culture?
No.
In your school?
You didn't learn that.
Uh-huh. So, did they ever, say, teach you the black national anthem, or?